speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
And gentlemen,
it's Wednesday, November the 4th, 2020. And later today, we will have the live firing of Fauci because, you know, the election's over. We don't need to gaslight people. We don't need to, play this game that we're going to continue the lockdowns. We can now tell people the truth, and President Trump can now fire Fauci. So we're anxiously awaiting that. We'll have more about that in the next segment. But first, I want to play a special report from Alex Jones about the election. Here's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
This is it. He's going to fire Fauci.
Thank you very much. Please, Sid. Thank you. This is without question the latest news conference I've ever had. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. And I want to thank the American people for their tremendous support. Millions and millions of people voted for us tonight. And a very sad group of people is trying to disenfranchise that group of people, and we won't stand for it. We will not stand for it. I want to thank the First Lady, my entire family, and Vice President Pence, Mrs. Pence, for being with us all through this. And we were getting ready for a big celebration. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. The results tonight have been phenomenal, and we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good, such a vote, such a success. The citizens of this country have come out in record numbers. This is a record. There's never been anything like it. To support our incredible movement, we won states that we weren't expected to win. Florida, we didn't win it. We won it by a lot. And we won the great state of Ohio. We won Texas. We won Texas. We won Texas by 700,000 votes, and they don't even include it in the tabulations. It's also clear that we have won Georgia. We're up by 2.5% or 117,000 votes with only 7% left. They're never going to catch us. They can't catch us. Likewise, we've clearly won North Carolina. Where we're up 1.4% or 77,000 votes with only approximately 5% left. They can't catch us. We also, if you look and you see Arizona, we have a lot of life in that. And somebody declared that it was a victory for, and maybe it will be. I mean, that's possible, but certainly there were a lot of votes out there that we could get because we're now just coming into what they call Trump territory. I don't know what you call it, but these were friendly Trump voters. And that could be overturned. The gentleman that called it, I watched tonight, he said, well, we think it's fairly unlikely that he could catch. Well, fairly unlikely.
All right, we'll have more news after we come back. And, of course, kind of like what the Federal Reserve does with quantitative easing, they're still printing ballots. We'll be right back.
DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTrue Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without them you die. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff is can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the globalist plan. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Folks, it is Wednesday, November the 4th, day after the election, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 233 days of America locked down. But now there's a new hope. After the election, we can stop all the gaslighting, lying, and Machiavellian manipulations to tell people we got to wait until after the election to fire Fauci. So cue the celebration. Let's go. Free. We're going to be freed from the lies. We're going to have the vaccines halted. They're going to be, the stockpiles will be destroyed. We're going to restore the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all of that stuff. It's going to be coming back. You know, this is a new day. And just at the beginning of the Great Depression, people were celebrating with the election of FDR. It was all going to be turned around, right? No, they had the worst was yet to come. His New Deal program did not stop anything. As a matter of fact, the Depression continued to get worse and worse. The thing that turned it around was a world war. I think we have both of those to look forward to because this has been baked in. This dumpster fire of an election that we saw yesterday is completely because of the lockdown. And quite frankly, the pollsters are all wrong. President Trump appears to have won this election. Except that because they have done the dumpster fire, because they have let the Democrats rewrite all the rules for the election, just like he has enabled the Democrats to rewrite all the rules for the rest of our life. Because of that, well, they're going to still be getting ballots, you know, printed and delivered all the way up until at least Friday in Pennsylvania and other places as well. So, we are now into a completely corrupt system that is totally detached from reality as far as the election is concerned, just like the rest of 2020 has been. Totally corrupt, totally lawless, and totally detached from reality. The reality is Trump won in spite of all this. And even though he shot himself in the head and survived, he's still going to cry murder, and they may wind up killing him in another means as well. But, you know, we talk about happy days are here again. Google searches for liquor stores near me hit an all-time high on U.S. election night because, you know, we don't have alcohol prohibition anymore. We have prohibition of breathing oxygen. In this damn Democrat town I live in, and I stayed at a hotel last night to get 3 or 4 hours worth of sleep because I've been reporting around this around the clock. And I got thrown out of two hotels because I refused to wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask to check in. I'm not going to wear a mask to walk through a lobby. I'm not going to wear a mask to live my life. I'm not going to live my life at their permission. I will not be tracked or numbered. I'm a free man. Go ahead and cue the laughter because that's what happens when the prisoner says that, right? You're not a free man. Well, you don't understand where my freedom comes from. That doesn't rely on what you even physically do to me. You can lock me in jail. I'll still be a free man. You, however, will always be a slave, no matter how freely you walk about, because of who your masters are. I serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and I don't follow your rules. CDC says people who are sick with COVID-19 can break the quarantine to vote in person. Now, let me underscore this. Here in Austin, and I tweeted this out this morning, I said I got thrown out of two hotels because I wouldn't wear a mask. But our Republican governor, let me repeat that again, our Republican governor, Greg Abbott, the globalist shell, the Quisling, has masks on everybody. This is not just crazy Austin. He's got masks on everybody in Texas. He says, I don't need a mask to vote in a crowded polling place. I have to have a mask on when I walk into the lobby of a hotel that's basically teetering on the brink of bankruptcy with not a single person in there except one cowering person behind the desk wearing a mask behind a plexiglass shield. I have to wear a mask to go into that environment. A massive lobby with one person wearing a mask behind a shield. I have to wear the mask. And that person has been so scared and gaslighted by President Trump, small liar Fauci, who's held sway for 233 days, that I have to wear a mask in order to check into a hotel. Just like I have to wear a mask to go to a restaurant. So I don't go to restaurants. And yet I can go into a crowded polling place without a mask. See, this virus is political. It's not medical. It's not a pandemic. It's not a threat to our lives. It's a threat to our liberty. It's a threat to our property. And we take away our liberty and our property. That is the threat to our lives. That is the threat to our lives. So I tweeted that out this morning. And I said, the GOP is non-essential. Let me say that again. The GOP is non-essential. You better understand that, because these people are Pied Pipers leading you into slavery. Oh yeah, we got our party. Happy days are here again. Let's make America happy again. Maha. Maha. Maybe I could get a hat, a Maha hat. All this talk about make America great again, they don't know what made America great again. What made America great again was liberty, based on Christian principles, that I have dignity and freedom as a human being. I am not your damn slave. And I am sick and tired of this masquerade that's going on here. I hope you are too. Let's get serious about this. Now that the fun and games are over, of course they're going to roll this out. We're going to have more chaos. They'll be fighting in the streets because why? They want to make sure that there's no clear winner. Let's see. Seems like I heard that on this show multiple times, didn't I? I said they could easily stop this. I said it with the conventions, the political conventions, that President Trump bowed to their rules and showed their domination over him by refusing to have a political convention. I said, just hold the political convention. Nobody's afraid of that stuff. We all know it's a lie. Let's stop pretending. You know, it's one of the things, Lindsey Graham had over $100 million worth of ads run against him. Nobody believes those ads, right? If they're even watching the network television shows or the cable news shows, they don't believe those ads. And we have to get to that point when it comes to the pandemic. We have to discredit these lies. And nobody's doing that. The GOP's not doing that. That's why the GOP is not essential. Not essential. We're going to talk about what is down ballot on this. And we'll talk about the election results and how they're going to drag this thing out. It will last for weeks, if not months. They're going to slow walk this because the object of this election, like everything else in 2020, has been to destroy our society, to get people to fight each other instead of the bastards on top of us, kneeling on our necks, killing our businesses, masking our children to cause brain damage and bacterial infection, as they lay down the psychological groundwork to vaccinate us in order for us to get out of house arrest. The AP said that voters said the pandemic issue was a top issue in the election. So what do we read out of this? The fact that President Trump did so well, I think people have had enough of this. When we come back, we'll take a look at what is truly behind this. But it was interesting to see on LifeSite an op-ed piece by Andrea Widberg. Here's the headline. Climate change panic is a hard sell. COVID panic is much easier. How long have I been saying that it's just a MacGuffin? They took out the justification to rewrite our society with a great reset. It was all about we're all going to die from climate change. Nobody believed that. But everybody believes this COVID panic, and that's why we have to push back on that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Election 2020 is here, and whether Trump wins or loses, we have all won by exposing the communist Chinese, by exposing the globalists, by exposing the pedophile rings, by exposing the fact this is really a fight between good versus evil. Now, I'm personally a Christian, and I believe in God, and I know God's real, and I've experienced it in my life. But even if you don't believe in God, it's important to recognize that there is good in this world, there is evil. And there are people out there that want to do you harm because they enjoy doing bad. And what I see happening across the spectrum of different political views is people finally get that. They finally understand that. They're not being naive anymore. Don't ever project your decency and your goodness onto other people until they've proven what they stand for and who they are, or you're going to get hurt. But those of you out there that have done your own research and discovered who's good and who is faithful, well, then come together with those organizations and support them like InfoWars. Because without your support, InfoWars would not exist.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere, but the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Much of the time on big issues and societal developments, InfoWars is many, many years ahead. And almost all the time, we are tomorrow's news today. But there's a blind spot that InfoWars has. I've noticed that really informed people have this as well. And I know a lot of you tuning in are some of the most informed people out there. So I want you to be retrospective and kind of examine yourself, because that's what I do every day. This Hunter Biden laptop is important, but the new audio confirmed to be him, where he admits he works under the communist Chinese spy chief, he should be arrested right now. That is so huge. That is hiding in plain view, and it's getting almost no attention. We have to get that information out to everybody. It's all posted on InfoWars.com, so many other major patriotic sites. But we need to get it out to everybody and remember that we know all of this. We knew it a long time ago. So when it breaks now, we kind of go, okay, tell us something we didn't know. The point is, now it's documented, now it's proven.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow. I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Ten Below. Friends call me Snow.
Oh, that's right. It's going to be dark winter, too. And it will be a year without Santa Claus. It's already begun right now. As Snow Miser is coming in, they will lock you down and take away your freedoms, because nobody is going to have any freedoms unless the Miser says so. A good example of this is Bass Pro Shops. Now, this is most of you know what this is. If you're not in the United States, Bass Pro Shops is a massive sporting goods store. They have gigantic displays. Sell all kinds of stuff, up to big boats and that type of thing. And now they're going to have a Santa Claus with a twist. Santa will be behind a plexiglass shield, a protective shield. There'll be contactless visits. As a matter of fact, just take a look at this video where they talk about it. Video clip number 3.
At Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, family traditions mean everything. Especially this
year. Family traditions.
We warmly invite your family to join us for free photos.
Touch the fingers through the plexiglass.
Reimagine Santa's Wonderland.
Reimagine
it. Contactless visit thanks to our magic Santa shield, along with extra enhancements to keep everyone safe this holiday season. Reserve a free time online and check in on your smart device. Our elves will be wearing face coverings and cleaning all surfaces between each visit with physical distancing that provides plenty of room. Reservations are limited, so make yours today.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, you know, the two of the things, they have a lot in common. You know, Santa is a fantasy, and so is the virus. And so now they have, free digital reservations. You'll have to go online, of course. There we go. There's a Santa Claus. And did you notice that they've got him wearing a face shield behind the plexiglass in this Bass Pro Shop thing? How ridiculous is that? Yeah. And the little girl up there with her finger touching the glass, the plexiglass. Oh, okay. And you know, it's kind of like a prison visit. Right? Except who's in prison? Both of them. Both of them. So you get a free digital see, it's free. It's free. Just like the testing will be free. The vaccination will be free. The tracking will be free as well. See, it's a feature. It's not a bug. And it isn't a bug. It's a plan. Free digital reservations. Digital reservations are required for all guests, and they can be made online. You can get temperature screening. All family and team members will complete temperature screening with a non-contact thermometer prior to entering Santa's Wonderland. And they have, listen to this, this is what they call the Magic Santa Shield. A glare-free, clear protective barrier will be in place between Santa and the families at all times. Cleaned and sanitized between each visit, and it will magically protect you from the unicorn virus. That's right. That's right. Physical distancing. Families will stand by in a designated area away from other shoppers with fun winter wonderland themed floor decals and signage to ensure safe distance. I don't know. This reminds me of the opening to Scrooge. And I think we really have been Scrooged on this whole thing. And we're going to be Scrooged this Christmas. Remember that with Bill Murray? the year the reindeer died, and they have all these different, I loved that movie at the very beginning, because Bill Murray was a TV executive, and they were showing him all of the lineup for all the Christmas specials that were going to be put on broadcast television that year. And there's the one right there with Lee Majors, right? This is the year the reindeer died. You guys are good. They pulled this thing up right away. And so, The North Pole is being attacked by CIA and DARPA operatives who are coming, I guess, to vaccinate Santa. And Lee Majors parachutes in. He says, "I've got this, Santa." Santa says, "Lee, you've been a real good boy this year." Well, I think Trump and Fauci have been real bad boys. And I think they ought to get a lump of coal. And I'm ready to throw it at both of them, frankly. I've had enough of this bullshit. Sorry. Physical distancing will be required, but they'll have fun stickers to nag you about that. Santa's sanitation squad. You saw that. You saw that. They're coming out with the, you know, the little elves are, you know, doing the, and if the kid gets too close, just like a toy store, a Christmas story. Hey kid, they'll kick him to the ground and say, not that you're going to put your eye out, kid. They'll say, kid, you're going to die. You know, put your mask on. Get out of here. You're too close. Don't touch the sanitation screen and face coverings. All team members throughout the store are required to wear face coverings, you know, because they're not voting. Nobody's voting on this. And we don't have a say so. See, it was necessary for the CDC to say, And I said, it's not just, Abbott who said, well, you can wear masks to vote. The CDC said, you don't have to wear masks to vote. CDC said, you don't have to wear masks. Listen to this. Even if you have COVID, even if they have flagged you, you can come out of quarantine and you can vote in public, said the CDC. Do you understand that? Think about that. I'm not sick. I don't have a temperature. I'm not wearing a mask, but I can't walk into a hotel lobby. But Abbott says that I can go into a crowded polling place, and the CDC says I can go into a crowded polling place even if I have COVID-19, according to their tests. You understand that? Do you understand what a fraud this is? Do you understand what a, you know, magic story they have given us? I mean, it makes Santa Claus look really, you know, pretty reasonable compared to what Fauci has been saying. Yeah, they're going to have hot cocoa and magical fun. That's what they call it. Magic. That's magical fun. So, yeah, brought to you by the Fauci who stole Christmas. I can't wait for the celebration this year. Can you? As I've said before, I can see this coming for Christmas. You know, you can have COVID shoes or something. And I imagine they'll be mandated by Fauci. You can get the little elf shoes, right? Little long pointy toes with bells on the end. And we could make the shoes, the toes of the shoes, 3 feet long. That way, if you stand with your feet side to side, you know, heel to heel, pointing to the left and to the right, that keeps you 6 feet away from people. How about that? See, you don't even need the little things on the floor if you've got your magic elf shoes from Fauci. So bring me a small liar. Trudeau is warning that there may not be Christmas in Canada. Well, sounds like a Rankin Bass thing right there. He says, unless we're really, really careful. Well, you know, Lee, you better be a good boy. Unless we're really, really careful, Canadians might not be able to celebrate Christmas with family and friends. Now, here's the subtext for that. What he's really telling you is obey. Obey. If you obey, you wear your mask, you do everything that I say. Trudeau says, I might let you celebrate Christmas with your family. But if you don't, you won't. And they're saying the same thing in the UK. They said, well, we got to lock everything down because, you know, we know this virus is going to be around for another couple months. But the beginning of December, we may, if you do everything just exactly like we say, saying the same thing the Canadians are saying. Isn't that amazing? It's almost like the English-speaking Five Eyes intelligence agencies have gotten together and told their puppets, their political puppets, what to tell everybody. And they're holding it out there just like they hold it out as you fly. You do everything we say and we'll let you fly.
It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago and then again 6 months ago to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you locked down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot, lot worse, folks. So stop submitting. The controlled corporate media are mouthpieces for any big corporation or government that'll pay them. It's that simple. And they've used our open, free society against us. The controlled media will talk about a few mistakes I've made over the years and obsess over it and say, see, he's a liar on purpose, even though our success rate, our accuracy rate is way, way better than theirs. We try to tell the truth. They try to lie. They try to deceive. I'm trying to get people to realize that the globalists operate and how they manipulate, how they bamboozle the public. I'm trying to get the public to ask questions and to not believe what they're told in the face. I'm trying to get people to research for themselves. The globalists and their controlled corporate press say that researching and not trusting media is evil and is a conspiracy theory. Well, again, on its face, that is a fraud. Question everything, question InfoWars, add your own research to it, and then decide what you're going to promote to others and what news sources are accurate. I believe InfoWars is the best source out there. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese communist social credit score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's time for the common man to take back his freedom. You know, isn't it interesting that the Davos Group has funded something called Common Pass, you know, for the common man. You're listening to Emerson, Lake, and Palmer's Fanfare for the Common Man, folks. This is the moment. We either do or die. Now all the election BS is over. We don't have to talk about, well, Trump can't do this and Trump can't do that because he's got to pander to the Democrats who will vote for him if he does the right thing. Look, they're not going to vote for President Trump. You know that, this orange man bad syndrome. I mean, just look at Matt Drudge burning himself down. Down 45%. Down every month for the last 9 months. Why? Because orange man bad. And I think it has to do with George Conway and their friendship. It doesn't have anything to do with his opposition to what Trump has done with the lockdown. No, no, no. He's become a big pandemic panderer, Drudge has. Oh, every day he's got the stuff up there because he thought that that was a way to take out Trump with the pandemic. Well, it didn't work. And if you want to say that, Trump was playing along so that he could get to this point, then fine. We're at this point now. At this point, we can stop playing the game. We can stop the vaccines. We can stop the contact tracing. We can stop sending out 150 million test kits that are going to create the second lockdown. It's just that simple. President Trump knows that. He says, well, we're seeing all these different cases out here because we have the tests. We're testing everybody. Well, stop testing everybody. We don't need that. As a matter of fact, if people want to test, they can take it themselves. It costs $5 for the Abbott Labs rapid test that the White House spent $750 million for 150 million of these kits. They're pushing them out to airports. They're pushing them out to employers. They're pushing them out everywhere to test everybody. Why? So they can have a second lockdown. Let me tell you, they want this. Trump wants this lockdown. He wouldn't be putting out the test kits. He'll tell you the test kits are, you know, we're testing everybody, so it looks bad. If this was about safety, you wouldn't have the FDA prohibiting people from doing a $1 at-home test. This is a $5 test that they're spending. Why? Because the $5 test is done by them. With a $5 test, they can report you, they can track you, and the Abbott Labs test comes with an app to track you. Just like they're doing in China, just like they're doing in Ireland, just like they're doing everywhere. Get a red, green, blue, red, green, or yellow, and gives you permission to go ahead, right? So we need to stop this. We have in the UK, as they're ramping up, you've got the, as Breitbart puts it, the disgraced former government advisor, Professor Neil Ferguson. This is the guy who, with the Imperial College of London, ran that model that was based, that completely ignored Farr's Law. Everybody's telling us, well, we got to flatten the curve. They didn't have a curve. They had a straight line. This is a guy who hasn't noticed what everybody else has known since 1840 when Farr put in Farr's Law, that these epidemics, if it was an epidemic, it would follow a bell-shaped curve. But that wasn't a part of his model. And then they put it in a Fortran code, as the University of Edinburgh pointed out. They couldn't get the same answer twice out of that garbage code, even with the same input. And yet, he hasn't been discredited in the UK. You've got Boris Johnson, the conservative, still holding this guy forth. That's one thing that Boris Johnson and Sadiq Khan can agree about. They got to have the lockdown. And so they're still pushing this guy out. He says there might be a third lockdown in January. You know, if you're good, just like Trudeau said, they're all on the same page. On Thursday, tomorrow, England will go into full lockdown with all non-essential shops closed and citizens ordered to stay at home. Let me tell you, I'll repeat it again. Government is what is non-essential. We don't need government. I don't need government to keep me safe. Government is there to protect my liberties. And when government destroys my liberties, it's not only non-essential, it must be altered or abolished. We have to abolish these governments and these political parties that have locked us down. And I don't care if they call themselves conservatives or Republicans. The globalists put the conservatives and the Republicans in power so they could use them to lock you down. They are nothing but pacifiers in the mouths of patriots who won't stand up and call these people out. The measures will be in place until December the 2nd. Ministers have said that could be extended with a possible break for Christmas. Again, we can stop all this nonsense because of the election. If you've got COVID-19, the CDC says even with COVID-19, you can go vote. But I can't go into a hotel without a mask. If you're good boys and girls, then Trudeau may let you celebrate Christmas with your family. And if you're good boys and girls, the UK may let you have a Christmas break. And then they'll lock you down again in January. Professor Ferguson, whose modeling was instrumental in designing the March lockdown. Yeah, it was. Both there and here. His model, if you want to call it that, was given to Trump on Friday the 13th, March the 13th. Trump said, I had two very smart people, Fauci and Birx. And they gave me this information. 2.2 million people were going to die. President Trump was saying, well, we only had 200,000 people die according to CDC statistics, which, of course, is a total lie. But he says, I saved 2 million lives with what I did. That's how he's campaigning. He is still using this discredited simulation that was given to him by two very smart people, Fauci and Birx, to pander. Is it time to stop this now? Oh, yeah, it's 40 chess, right? Let me tell you something. You are the pawns if you buy into this lie. And so they're going to have a possible break, and then they'll start it up again. And this is what the imperial epidemiologist told Times Radio on Monday. Quote, we have always anticipated that the outcome of this pandemic would be on-off measures. How long have I told you that? I said they're going to flip it on and off like a switch. They have said that over and over and over again from the very beginning in so many words. And now the only thing they haven't put in there is like a switch. It'll be on. It'll be off. It'll be on. It'll be off. We'll ease up. We'll latch it down because this is psychological conditioning. This is compliance conditioning. You better get this off. Like the rabbi who's been suffering under Cuomo and de Blasio said when I had him on earlier this week, he said, you have to stop this stuff. And the longer you wait, the harder it is. This is like leprosy, folks. You know, leprosy is easily fixed with just good hygiene. But even today, if you let leprosy go long enough, you can't stop it. They don't have any treatment for it if you let it go long enough. And you know, it's kind of interesting because as this disease spreads, it numbs you. It's one of the things that's dangerous about leprosy. You lose the feeling in your extremities. This is what this is. We have been, this is the leprosy of bureaucratic lies and lockdowns. It is a leprous disease. If we can drive infection levels down, we'll be in a better position to maybe relax things over Christmas. That is, if they're still at the current levels. Because, you know, these people, again, it's almost as if you had the governments of the UK and the US and Australia and New Zealand and Canada all conspiring together to put out a fake pandemic so they can implement their plans of geospatial lockdown. So, yeah, these guys really are Pied Pipers, aren't they? Absolutely Pied Pipers. Yeah, with your masquerading and you're contemplating about what to do, can't you see what's around you? Are we going to follow these guys to slavery? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock for being sold out for months. BioTree Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, body's ultimate turmeric formula with 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both of these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is the 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Bio True Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long, but thank you all for your support. We really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTru Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without them you die. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply. And it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff is can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the global's plan. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I once saw a bumper sticker that read, "If you want your children to listen to you, whisper." And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the third world, and then enslave the first world. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive, and we've had a big effect. But now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Band our video and watch our live election coverage.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Escaped, recaptured. Escaped, recaptured. Your duty is to continually try to escape, even if they take you out and shoot you at the end. We've got to get out of this lockdown, folks. This is destroying everything. It's destroyed the election now, yesterday. They knew this was going to happen. The shills and the Republican Party, the GOP is the non-essential GOP political party, knew this was going to happen. They allowed this to happen. They want this to happen. They want to keep you locked down. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever let them distract you with this pageant. And that's what this is. It's a pageant of chaos. It's a wag the dog scenario. They wag the virus. Whenever they want something, they wag the virus at you. We got to stop this. We're going to talk about a radio host taking on a leading UK epidemiologist and destroying him on air. I'd like to destroy some of these guys on air. I've been working on this for 233 days. I've got a lot of facts and figures, and I've got a lot of questions, and I would love to get one of these guys on my show. But of course, to win the argument with them, I would have to be able to restrain myself from jumping over the table and physically attacking them, and I don't think I could, honestly. Before we get into this, though, and show you that interview that happened in the UK, I would just want to tell you what keeps us on the air and what has helped us to build a replacement for YouTube. You know, I was having my videos throttled after I'd been on air for a couple months on YouTube. They throttled my videos, but I was still getting a lot of new subscribers. It was kind of interesting what was happening. I don't know if people weren't watching or were not finding it, or if they were messing with the totals or whatever. But, you know, started going down from, you know, 300,000 to 250,000 and to 100,000. Before they shut me down, I was down to typically about 5,000 on a video. And, even though, the subscribers were going up, and so then they just pulled the plug on us. So we set up band.video, and, you've been very good in terms of supporting us and sharing the information. You know, we have to do it to keep from getting censored by Google, by Twitter, by Facebook, and so that you can share it with people. we keep coming up with different aliases. So if you go to electionnight.news, that's the newest one that we put up there. If you go there, you'll see the full band.video site, but everything that you share will have, instead of band.video, it will have electionnight.news as a prefix. Now, we could not afford the bandwidth for this because, you know, unlike Google, we are not funded by infinite cash on Wall Street or by backroom deals with the intelligence agencies who are setting up venture capital firms. Or now by ads every few seconds. So we do appreciate your support, and we try to make it a win-win situation. So we have our 2020 election super sale. Excuse me. Up to 60% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. We have Bod Ease and BioTruth Selenium. Both of those were out of stock. They're now back in stock and on sale. 50% off, free shipping. Bod Ease is a natural set of ingredients, primarily turmeric, but many other things that work together with turmeric to ease your joint pain naturally. Safe and effective nutraceuticals, not pharmaceuticals. Bod Ease, 50% off. BioTruth Selenium, non-GMO, organic selenium. As a supplement, we have our Ultra 12, that's vitamin B12 in liquid format, that's 50% off. Kava Chill, Kava Root as and other ingredients to help to relax you, that's 50% off. We have Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off. New Nascent Iodine Surface Spray, 50% off and free shipping. Triple Patriot points for everything. And we also now have Winter Sun Plus, that's vitamin D and vitamin K together because they work better together. Vitamin K helps your body to absorb the vitamin D and also has benefits on its own. So we have Winter Sun Plus in a liquid format that is now selling out fast at InfoWarsStore.com, but you can get that with free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go to video clip number 6. This is a radio host in the UK. I'll tell you who these characters are. Here are the two people. You have the Independent Sage member. This is a scientific advisory group in the UK. His name is Professor Gabriel Scally, and he is being interviewed by LBC's Majid Nawaz, who cornered him on the costs of lockdown, not just the financial cost, but of course also the health cost of the financial lockdown. Let's go ahead and roll that clip, video clip number 6.
Is the scientific evidence for why we need to go into lockdown being compared with the scientific evidence for what happens if we don't? And then the deaths that can come from lockdown versus the deaths that can come from not locking down compared, and the costs of both compared, so we can have a joined up approach to this and a holistic approach to it. Have you done that work?
I would have done that work had I been a member of the cabinet, but it's actually the government, and it's
not my job.
You're Independent Sage. You're making a recommendation to government. I'm hoping you've done your homework.
And we are making it on the basis of our scientific background.
Well, let me tell you, because I've done my homework, and I'm surprised you haven't. Shall I give you the cost per day? It's in today's newspapers. You could have plucked one out from Australia. I mean, if you want the British one, I'll give you the British one. But the Australian one, they've just come out of lockdown. They've given the cost per day there. But the issue is that actually, if your argument is about deaths, and I'm asking if you've looked into deaths that happen when you do lockdown as a consequence of the lockdown, I'm arguing, if you look at costs, you're saying you want to protect the NHS. If we know the cost per day, could we use that money to protect the NHS without the lockdown?
Sorry, I can't follow your...
Okay,
so I don't understand. I'm sorry, I can't follow.
Okay, well, I hope there is. There's £2.4 billion a day it costs this country for lockdown. £2.4 billion a day. And I'm wondering if that money could be better spent on bolstering capacity in the NHS to avoid the things you're worried about.
Oh, don't be silly. You know, you are really being stupid there.
You're stupid.
Sir,
I'm a scientist.
I can assure you,
I asked you
a question. If you're going to get offended, I'll just end the interview. I asked you a question. Have you considered what we could do with that $2.4 billion?
Just let me answer you.
Don't call me stupid. If you want to carry on insulting someone, we'll end the conversation. Is that how you'd like to go?
No, your question, I think.
Could you not have a conversation without calling anyone stupid? Is that okay?
I wasn't calling you. I said your question is a stupid question.
You're stupid. I'm a scientist.
I would not be comfortable proceeding if that's how this conversation is going to go. So I'll ask you to continue this conversation without insulting anyone. Can you do that?
Let me answer your question.
Well, if you do so without insulting anyone, can we first agree and we can carry on this conversation? Otherwise, it's over.
No, I'm not insulting you. I think... Right. Look.
Yes. So let's continue talking without mentioning the word stupid, shall we?
Or science.
I'll try and refrain.
Yeah? Right. No. Now, back to the, if I put the question, reset the question,
and I'll let
you
here.
Answer because that was a bit of a distraction.
Let me answer the question.
Right. Have you figured what this £2.4 billion a day could be used for if we don't go into lockdown?
You asked me about it being used to bolster the NHS.
Yes.
Let me answer the question, please. Yes. And it can't be used to bolster the NHS. We went into this whole period with an NHS which was already greatly deprived of resources. Mm. We have a huge shortage of doctors and nurses. We are reliant on importing doctors from all over the world to keep our NHS running, even in the best of times.
So it was already bankrupt. So we decided we'd bankrupt the private sector as well.
I'm sorry, how does that answer the question, Professor Scally?
Because what could you do
with £2.4 billion a day?
You can give the NHS as much money as you like, but they cannot magic up doctors and nurses out of thin air. They just can't. So
That's not really what's being recommended.
But you asked me, come on, you
if we make us all poor and we don't have any food, then that helps us to fight the virus, of course.
Yeah, not today.
I'm telling you.
Not today. That's the cost of the lockdown that happened in early in the year. So my question to you was that if we know what's going to happen, instead of going into a lockdown, if we could have used that money to build capacity for the whole year till we get to this point, let me put it to you another way. The drop in the, when we talk about stopping deaths, we have a statistician from Bristol University telling us that if there's a 6.4% drop in GDP, you get more deaths from the lockdown than you do from COVID. Has that been factored into your recommendation when you advise government?
From a statistician in Bristol?
A 6.4% in GDP causes more deaths from poverty in Britain than the coronavirus.
All right, let's hold it right there because we've got to go to break. Yes, of course, if you lock people down and you isolate them, they get sick. They commit suicide. If you kill their aspirations, that has health consequences. We've talked about that many times. But the guy, he asked him, he says, is scientific evidence for why we need to go into lockdown being compared with scientific evidence for what happens if we don't? And then the death that can come from lockdown versus the death that can come from not locking down compared to the cost compared so we can have a holistic approach. Have you done that work? Well, I would have done if I were cabinet minister. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago, and then again 6 months ago, to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic. And how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you to lock down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot worse, folks. So stop submitting. You're only here on air facing the globalist onslaught, the DNC-funded lawsuits, and everything that's happening because of you. We built the only truly multimedia, independent radio, TV, print, film organization in the world that promotes the truth against the globalists. We've had a devastating effect. We're a national treasure. You're a national treasure for supporting us. And so go get a t-shirt. Go get a historic t-shirt. We've got a funny one that's the Biden groping a woman. It's a woman's design shirt. My wife really likes it. She sent me this gift. It's pretty cute. Here it is. And it just, it's a little historic thing. I think Trump's going to win, but if Biden's able to steal it, we'll be probably shut down pretty quick. So it'll be a historic thing to have. You'll only be able to fight them in the third dimension on the street with graffiti, with handbills you hand out, and with non-compliance, not paying taxes, and pulling your kids out of the schools, and just making it a full-time job to expose and fight and obstruct the criminal foreign takeover of America. We've gotten to that point. Biden for nursing home. I hope to retire Biden and that be a collector's item. Get it while you still can. We're not ordering more. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's your move. And now, the David Knight Show.
I loved listening to that radio host taking on the the scientific advisor, the emperor with no clothes. Let me tell you something. We must, and we will, fight them on the masks. We will fight them on the tests. We will fight them on the vaccines. We will fight them on the tracking. We will fight them on the global IDs. And we will fight them on their global government. We will never give up. Freedom is in peril. Defend it with all your might. That was the poster that they don't make into a t-shirt today. Instead, they have keep calm and carry on. You know, flip on your 5G for tracking and for radiation and just download your porn. You know, don't fight for freedom. No. Just keep calm. Keep calm and carry on. No need to get concerned about this. We have, and I put this out yesterday, I said, oh, looky here. News flash. How many months have I been talking about the bogus tests? As a matter of fact, at the very beginning of this, we were talking about the fact with John Rappaport, they don't have any tests to identify this. Remember that? That was a big scandal at the very beginning. Of course, the press very conveniently moved away any concern and blame about Fauci and the CDC. They said, well, you've known about this for, you know, since December. The Chinese have been talking about this, but you haven't developed tests. And here we are in March. We don't have any tests. We don't have any tests. The CDC hasn't made any tests. Well, you know, they don't do that for the flu every year. They just tell people to presume that you've got the flu. So we've seen this before. And as they were talking about that, you had John Rappaport point out they want to use this PCR test. You can't use a PCR test for that. It doesn't measure quantity. A test that doesn't measure quantity is not a test. It's not science. It's not numbers. It's BS. It's magic fairy dust to take away your freedom, to gaslight you. It's not science. It's a lie. No test without quantity. And so now the FDA is saying there may be inaccuracies in the new rapid COVID-19 test because this new rapid COVID-19 test also is not quantitative. That doesn't measure anything if it doesn't measure quantity. And it doesn't even pretend to measure a virus, which there's big questions as to whether or not they've even isolated it. But it doesn't pretend to measure the virus. It pretends to measure proteins that are associated with the virus. And so now the FDA is warning of inaccuracies in the new rapid tests, which the Trump administration has spent $750 million to put out 150 million of them so far. But understand that once they pass AOC's next installment of universal basic income, remember when that was considered to be a radical, crazy idea a year ago? Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, you know, it would bankrupt us. Yeah, that's right. It would bankrupt us. It would turn us into slaves. That's right. And now you got the Republicans arguing with the Democrats over how much. All right. We've already established, as I say, about the prostitutes. We've already established what you are. We're just haggling over the price. And that's what the prostitutes in Congress and the White House are doing. They're just haggling over the price. The price of your slavery. And so as they talk about this, they have a new term now. They're talking about infection rates. Infection rates. They don't talk about cases. Everywhere cases, right? No. It's an infection rate. Because, you know, that sounds a little bit better, even though people don't have any symptoms and even though they're not infected because they don't have a significant viral load to have symptoms or fever or anything else. But you can use that as an excuse to lock them down. You can use it as a pretense to scare the population. You can use that to establish a global database of ID to control your travel. We'll have that video for you when we come back. Common Pass. We'll show you what that looks like. Yeah, they've got a plan. They got a plan for the number. We'll be right back.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect. Everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's ultimate turmeric formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's ultimate turmeric formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about the political virus that is still with us. You know, the day before the election, you had Deborah Birx, one of the two smart people that gave the bogus simulation from the Imperial College of London, President Trump, saying that 2.2 million people are going to die. And she came back out. The Washington Post had her the day before the election on Monday. Trump advisor pleads for more aggressive action against the virus as the president downplays the threat. She pled with top administration officials for, quote, much more aggressive action. We are entering the most concerning and the most deadly phase of this pandemic. I agree with her. Dark Winter 2, which is predicated on bogus tests to scare people about how this is increasing. Now, people who are not even sick. As I pointed out a couple of days ago, China just locked down a city of 4.7 million people. Predominantly Muslim. So the BBC wrote about it and said, this is nothing but persecution. Look at this. They tested every single person in the city. 4.7 million people tested. They found 138 people without symptoms. Asymptomatic. 138 people out of 4.7 million people. I mean, even if these people were on death's bed from something, you wouldn't shut down the whole society under normal circumstances. But we're talking about a plan here, a political maneuver. This is not about controlling a pandemic. So 138 people, asymptomatic, tested positive because they tested everybody in the city of 4.7 million. They said, this is nothing but persecution of the Muslims. Let me tell you, this is nothing but persecution of Western society to take it down. Birx had this to say, quote, this is not about lockdowns. It hasn't been about lockdowns since March or April. Are you kidding me? That's when they did the lockdown. For 233 days, it has been about lockdown. This is one of the most Orwellian doublespeak lies I've ever seen in my life. Birx saying this isn't about lockdown. Well, in a sense, it's not about lockdown. Lockdown is about a global ID, global tracking, and global government, and the Great Reset for technocratic tyranny. A new technocratic dark age. And if you want to see what that looks like, take a look at this clip. Let's play, guys, video clip number 5. This is Davos, partnered with an organization. I gave you the background of the two guys who founded the Commons Project a couple of days ago. They've got deep connections to all the usual suspects. You know, the Gates Foundation, all these different organizations that they fund. One of them has very deep ties to the CIA, USAID, and other front organizations. And the Commons Project is a CIA front organization. Working in partnership with the World Economic Forum, which runs Davos. They're the ones who for years, I showed you the clip a few days ago, again, I've shown it several times this week, from 2016, the Great Reset. You will own nothing and you will be happy about it. You will eat no meat. You will travel nowhere, and you will be happier about that. We will do everything for you. We'll bring the stuff that we allow you to have via drone. You'll do everything through the internet. You'll work through the internet. You'll be monitored through the internet. That's Davos's plan. And now the Great Reset, which was a conspiracy theory, is now the cover of Time magazine. As Archbishop Vigano said in his open letter to President Trump, the quote-unquote conspiracy theorists have been right in every detail. And I'm sorry to say we have been right. Let's show you what the common pass that has been created by the Commons Project in cooperation with Davos, the World Economic Forum. This is what they envision to control movement and to create a premise for a global ID as part of your global government mark of the beast. Video clip number 5.
Countries around the world are facing the challenge of reopening their borders while protecting their population's health. Country-to-country travel bubbles and corridors are popping up all over. But without coordination and harmonization, this patchwork of policies and restrictions will make travel confusing and uncertain for a long time to come. On July 9th, the Commons Project, the World Economic Forum, and the Rockefeller Foundation convened more than 350 public and private sector leaders from 52 countries to come together to design a common framework for safe border reopening.
We're very happy to make part of this very important effort. We see a lot of value in it.
It's essential for everybody that travel works and that people can have a simple, reliable, and trustworthy system to get in touch and draw the conclusions they need so that they can safely travel.
We are really coming together to think about how to leverage common pass to reopen travel and trade, both within the continent, but also linking Africa to the rest of the world.
How do we reconcile all the different requirements into one single, simple, automated transaction for
all
travelers, for airlines, for government authorities?
So the first element of what we're proposing is asking countries to basically publish their updated screening entry requirements using a standard format on a common framework. The next element of the framework is what we basically want, what we want to create is a global registry, effectively, of what are the trusted sites in your countries that are doing COVID-19 lab testing for the purpose of foreign travel, and eventually, of course, administering vaccines. Going from there, what we actually want those lab and vaccination sites is basically collect identifying information so that when someone presents those results at a border, we can reconcile this was Paul who got the test, is the same person that's crossing my border. So that's one element. And then the second is make the results available using internationally recognized data standards. From the travel industry, obviously, as we build this framework, integrate it into your trip reservation and check-in processes. But ultimately, being able to leverage a common framework means those apps and services can actually interoperate with others around the world. First, someone actually gets tested or gets vaccinated. Their results or vaccination records need to go somewhere in two places. One, to a national or local registry. Alternatively, to a personal health record. Here in a moment about how Apple Health works, Common Health, which is the effectively the Android equivalent.
Apple,
ultimately, they become common shared services. The combination of those things mean when someone actually wants to go to a country, there's an engine that effectively says, what are the current entry rules? Where was this lab test from? What's the result? Does it meet the requirements? Green or red? And that's really what the framework
and
does.
Have you had your vaccine?
That capability, that framework, can then get embedded in many other apps and services that people are building to actually solve this problem and enable travel.
I think we need to think about both the trust by the traveler, whether it's the trust of the person sitting next to them doesn't have COVID, or it's the trust of the government that is implementing whatever the platform is. And one of the big appeals from my position is the privacy protecting nature of the shared
platform. We're going to guard your privacy
that,
with this global ID.
Makes possible.
So that's what we're building with the Common Pass framework.
Double speak.
We welcome your collaboration as we forge this common path forward.
We welcome your collaboration. Yeah, they are collaborators. They called them Quislings when they collaborated with the Nazis. They are collaborators. And understand, whether they call themselves GOP Republicans or Democrats or Conservative Party, whatever they call themselves, they're collaborators with the global government when they're part of this. And so when you hear what they're talking about, you know, they're going to create a no-fly list. If you haven't been tested, got to have the test. Got to have a global ID to put that in there. And then you got to have it all reported from the trusted source locally to the state, to the national, to the global government to give you permission to move. And, of course, you don't think that that's going to work its way down into domestic travel into each and every one of these countries? Of course it will. If they've got to put all this stuff in, they're not only going to use it for international travel. They're just setting up the structures and the databases there. But as you notice that, it begins by saying, well, we got to know that everybody is tested. And you want to be able to fly safely. You want to know that other person on the plane has been tested. Well, they tested everybody that came into the White House. They were manic about it. You will never get the kind of level of testing that you got into the White House. And yet, you had people who came down with it. You had people like Tom Tillis, who was tested. Everybody who came, was going to be coming in contact with the president, was tested before they got to the president. The president still got it. First lady still got it. Their son still got it. You had Tom Tillis and other people who were wearing masks and got tested. They still got it. You had people like Ralph Northam, who wears a mask, presumably, even under his Ku Klux Klan hood. And he still got it. So it's not going to protect anybody. It's going to protect them from you, because they're going to follow you everywhere that you go. It's biometric surveillance. It's the mark of the beast. It's global government. The CDC has already rolled this out, and it's going to be a requirement. It will be mandatory. We'll be right back.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere, but the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
Look it up for yourself. The head of the Davos Group issued a report more than 6 months ago calling for world government to be openly established to respond to COVID-19. And the COVID-19 was a blessing to lower the planet's carbon footprint. Since then, Prince Charles and countless others have come out and said the exact same thing. The most ancient form of total war is called siege. And that's when you cut people off from their resources. That's when you lock them down. And this isn't siege to make us capitulate to the globalists or just get rid of Donald Trump. That's only part of it. This is siege to literally train us to be poor and to get us into deep debt. So then the globalist social engineers can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score surveillance grid. So you've heard the U.S. Army saying our job is to kill people and break things. Well, that's what the lockdown's doing. It's starving the third world, millions and millions of death. It's breaking down the supply chain in society. It's their mission.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
going to have Alex Jones joining us in the next segment. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to start talking about the election returns, the pageant, and what has been done to game that. I want to finish up with where we are on the vaccine, on the tracking, on the global ID, because now the company Palantir, do you remember Palantir? I've talked about this a number of times. I've been doing reports on Palantir since 2013. And that was when you saw the PRISM report that came out. And this is about geospatial intelligence. It's amazing to me that since this is the fastest growing area of the intelligence community, that nobody talks about it. You know, you have these people who work for Fox News, or used to anyway, Catherine Herridge. I remember she got in a salary dispute with Fox. She was upset because they didn't pay her quite $1 million. It was like $900,000. It's like, what? You know, she comes on every once in a while and sells a bunch of gaslighting lies for the CIA as the intelligence analyst for Fox. But she decides she can move on and make some more money at MSNBC. And so now I think that's where she is MSNBC, doing Operation Mockingbird stuff for them. But yeah, you know, when we look at Palantir and geospatial intelligence, the words that they will not use, even though, as I said, it is the fastest growing part of the intelligence community. There's a report that I did a few years ago. They compare themselves openly. They call it Palantir. That's a term from The Lord of the Rings. They openly make analogies to Lord of the Rings. And you know what the Palantir was, right? It was a little crystal ball that was initially set up so that the leaders could talk to each other at long distances, you know, kind of like the internet or something. But then it got taken over by the dark side, and they were able, if you look into it, if you remember that analogy, if you looked into the Palantir thing, the Eye of Sauron could look into you. He could look into you, into your mind. That's what these people do with geospatial intelligence. It is to anticipate what you're going to do. Anticipatory intelligence. Not just mapping out where you are. Geospatial intelligence was about mapping out people's political and religious beliefs, identifying threats. It was about anticipatory intelligence, which is essentially pre-crime, minority report. But Palantir openly talked about this. Even their corporate symbol, the circle with a V underneath it holding it, is a crystal ball. They are a data analytics company. They have always served as consultants to the Department of Defense and the CIA that created them. They were started with money from the CIA's Incutel. The CIA openly funded these technology corporations as the internet became practical. And I would say to you that the entire internet has been designed as a Palantir. These people are designed as the Eye of Sauron. And now Palantir is in talks to help the UK. How are they going to help them? Oh, you know, testing and tracing for the virus. I said at the very beginning of this, watch out, what is happening in China is going to be coming here. And look at the mainstream media reports. You had The Atlantic. You had all of these left-wing rags, Bloomberg and others, were saying, what's being done in China in terms of biometric surveillance is really pretty creepy. You know, just being done for political purposes. But, you know, they have a leg up on us to handle this virus. And we need to start thinking about doing that here to protect ourselves from the virus. I said, see, that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to use a virus to sell this Chinese plan of surveillance. And they're going to have companies like Palantir deep into this. Let me tell you, this is another one of the indications that this is a Five Eyes intelligence operation. The U.S., U.K., Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. Five Eyes. The Five Eyes of Sauron, if you will. And so they're going to have this data analytics company, Palantir. This is being reported by the Motley Fool. Because, you know, this is an investment opportunity here for you, right? You can invest in Sauron. You can buy shares in the stock market there at Mordor. Data analytics company Palantir is reportedly in talks with the UK about helping to manage the company's struggling test and trace coronavirus program. Over time, they could provide deeper insight into how the virus is spreading. Let me tell you what they're going to be providing deeper insight into. They're going to be providing deeper insight into the opposition to the lockdown and the tyranny. You've already seen this happen in Australia. You've seen people who were organizing protests against Chairman Dan Andrews, the Chinese puppet there, as he put in his ring of steel, as he told people they couldn't go more than 3 miles from their home and so forth. We've been talking about this for the longest time. You've seen, we reported here, they would look at people who were posting on Facebook. They arrested a pregnant woman. They went to the house of a couple of other guys who were talking about organizing something. They arrested them in their home. They confiscated their computer. This is what Palantir is for. They're not trying to find a virus. You are the virus. The virus is freedom and liberty, and they are going to shut that down. And the Hunt for the Virus source reports DNews. The World Health Organization is going to let China take charge. Oh, you know, why not? They solved it, right? They had a Halloween party. Zombie nurses and everything else. Thousands of people partying on Halloween in Wuhan. In Wuhan. But, you know, if you do that here, The Hill is bragging about the fact, and NBC News reported, that in Utah, you had some people holding a Halloween party. And they said they had at this large area here, the Knolls, on the west shore of Utah Lake. They said there were 3,000 to 10,000 people in attendance until the police shut down the party at 10 p.m. on Halloween. So the Chinese can have a party, no masks, no social distancing. They can mock us with zombie nurses. And yet if we have a party in Utah where there isn't a virus there either, we get the police treatment. And it's bragged about by NBC, by The Hill, by everybody. But we're going to let the World Health Organization look for the source of the virus. Let me tell you the source of what's coming. You know, we talk about vaccines. Well, there's a new study out published in Pediatric Health Medicine and Therapeutics, a significant relationship between mercury and autism, they say. And what they did was, this is an epidemiological study that searched Scopus, PubMed, Science Direct databases, 18 articles conducted in different countries from 1982 to 2019. They said the studies upon which the CDC relies on to say that there is no threat, no connection between mercury and vaccines and autism, are not true. They said these six studies that they have produced from the CDC are in sharp contrast to research conducted by independent researchers over the past 75 years that have consistently found thimerosal to be harmful. You know, I had, at one point in time, I tried soft contact lenses. They had a thimerosal in that. And, I mean, it just turned my eyes blood red. And I had an optometrist talk to me about that, and I told him about that. He goes, oh, they don't use that anymore. That's got mercury in it. But they will inject it at the time they had still had that as an adjuvant. But it's not just mercury. It's also aluminum. But now we have a new brand with Operation Warp Speed. You don't have aluminum, which harms your brain, or mercury, which harms your brain and nervous system. No, no, no. We have genetic adjuvants. Yeah, we have the AD5 recombinant DNA adenovirus, and we can also turn your body into a vaccine manufacturing facility. We can go in and mess with your DNA directly. No problem, right?
I get asked all the time by listeners and by the media, what am I most proud of when it comes to the show? And it's the fact that InfoWars, more than 25 years ago, doing basic research with what the Club of Rome and the CFR and others were actually saying, developed the hypothesis that communist China had been set up to take our jobs and transfer them to China and then make us economically destitute and position us into debt. Well, now China owns the debt. Now China owns Hollywood, all the one-sided trading deals. It turns out our analysis was absolutely dead on. But again, it wasn't that hard. The CFR and others admitted what they were doing, but still, others didn't want to focus on that issue. We did. And you focused on it by supporting us at InfoWars. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get all the great supplements, books, t-shirts, films, water filtration, air filtration, all of it, you're funding the organization that literally helped make up the world what's really happening. So that's a big accomplishment for all of you. I want to thank you for your support.
It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago, and then again 6 months ago, to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested.
It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you to lock down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot worse, folks. So stop submitting.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Joining us now to take a look at the election is Alex Jones here in studio with me. But before we get into the look, let's take a quick look at what is happening in Pennsylvania, the epicenter of this pageant that we now have the Corona election. We have some live footage as the count is still continuing in Pennsylvania. Let's roll the footage.
You know that I am called the Count. Because I really love to count.
Look, Sean Podesta's doing the counting.
Sometimes yeah, the governor says they've got over a million ballots still to count.
John Podesta actually has vampire canine teeth.
Sometimes I get carried away.
And he likes your chili.
I count slowly, slowly.
He counts slowly. It's going to take us a very long time. I mean, even if they were just to count the 1 million ballots that are still out there, he counts very slowly. It's going to take a very long time to get to this. But, of course, Alex, as I said before, I think what we have here, we could call this the quantitative easing of the election, because they're trying to quantitatively ease this from Trump to Biden by printing these ballots. This is like
well,
the Federal Reserve
I mean, I got
program.
Up early this morning after sleeping a couple hours like you did, and I tuned right in at 8 a.m. when you were on. And you were really wound up and angry, and I was angry with you. And I'm glad now that an hour and 34 minutes of the show, you've gotten your humor back, because this is sick. It's meant to demoralize us and break the country up. And it's because foreign powers are involved in trying to destabilize the country that they're doing another scam. We saw Russiagate, Ukrainegate. We saw the Kavanaugh hearings and all of those lies. And now they're doing it again. So if Trump was losing, I would come out and say that. But last night, staying up till
3 in the morning with you covering all this, and then this morning getting up at about 7 a.m. And getting into the analysis, it's crystal clear, as you said when you started the show an hour and a half ago, that they'll, and now they admit this, Associated Press admits, they have to get 75% of this million ballots in Pennsylvania for him to win, when the margin was basically 51 for Trump or so. So what are they going to be able to do now? And the same thing. What did I say on the show yesterday? It's not that I'm that smart. It's that criminals are predictable. Mm-hmm. Fox News is one of the big seven groups that can, quote, call it, but no one else can. Our president can't say, as the head of his party and our leader who we elected, what he thinks. Oh, no, that's all false information. You know, everything he said was absolutely true in that statement that you played at the start of the broadcast. And so what did I say yesterday? During the first hour of my show, we're going to find it, not because, ooh, Alex Jones knows everything. No, it's the opposite. I know how criminals operate, modus operandi. I said Fox News will announce key state early for Biden. And sure as the sun rose this morning, they did it exactly as we said. And the rest of the media said, oh, look, Fox News, they're the ones that are with Trump. So now we're all going to call it. And then like dominoes, let's punch up the Drudge Report. Punch up CNN's new website. And you can see right here, they froze it. With nation waits, maybe in limbo for days, just like, oh, just 2 weeks, 15 days for the lockdown. Now it never ends.
Yeah, that's right.
And say, maybe in limbo for days. No, they plan to go right up until January 20th and trigger the 20th Amendment. Biden, 238, Trump, 213. So they froze it right at the point that Trump was about to crest and go way ahead, mm-hmm. have the big win like the Super Bowl, massive election fraud, dead people voting, dead cats voting, illegal aliens voting. Massive giant fraud, billions of dollars off budget, off the books, troll farms in China, troll farms in India, all against Trump, all against America, whole media unified, hammering. And then here comes Judas Iscariot or Brutus, YouTube Brutus, and just, strikes the killing blow, they believe. And so, as I said yesterday, this is going to be a media war now. This is a media coup. Where they are not going to let Trump talk. Anytime he opens his mouth, he's evil and bad. Anytime he goes over numbers in Georgia, numbers in Pennsylvania, all these states that he clearly, you have to get 70-something there. You have to get almost 70% in Georgia, they're saying, for Biden to win. All these other states, but they are not showing the math. The math's hidden in the back. They're like, oh, no, it's too close. This is going to go days. Mm-hmm. Once you accept days, weeks, and that damn Supreme Court that already ruled against Trump and said Pennsylvania and other places could keep this locked up for weeks. Notice, again, YouTube Brutus. The knives come out at these key points by the insiders, and that's really why he's in a swamp and Trump's drowning in it along with us. But in the process, we're learning we're in a swamp. And when you take something away from people, if they actually steal this from Trump, which I believe they're going to fail, it makes it 10 times worse for them, David. As bad as things are going to get, it's just going to accelerate their downfall, but it's going to be very, very destructive.
I've been calling this the lockdown election, and it's a lockdown election for a couple of reasons. You point out they've now locked down the results at the point that they want to freeze it at. But it's also the lockdown election because they've allowed them to completely rewrite all the rules for the election, just like they've rewritten all the rules for society based on this phony pandemic. But let's take a look at the Pennsylvania results. When you look at where this is at the current moment, right now, President Trump has 55%, Biden has 43%. Now, the difference between them, Trump has got 2.9 million and Biden's got 2.3 million votes. So 600,000 vote differential. It's very significant, I think, Alex, that the governor is saying, well, we've got a million ballots at least out there that haven't been counted yet. When we look at how these mail-in ballots are breaking. Here's a good example out of Virginia. Had Vince Agnelli sent this to me. He said, according to the Virginia Election Board, there's still on average some 15% absentee ballots not counted across the board. But he said, take a look at a few of these precincts. And he showed how the absentee ballots were breaking down from precinct to precinct. So in the central absentee ballot of Alexandria City, which is the suburbs of Washington, D.C., the absentee ballots were going 85% for Biden, 13% for Trump. You go to some of the outlying areas, and that was also in Arlington County, but you go to some of the other areas, and what was pretty consistent was it was about 60 to 65% of the mail-in ballots were going for Biden, and about 35% were going for Trump across the board. So if you take that same ratio That would put them over in Pennsylvania. And that's exactly what they're doing. But it's also the aspect, Alex, I talked about how for years we've seen these criminals with their literally with the voting machines and the ballots in the trunk. And now we have footage of somebody who was filmed taking an official ballot box away from a Philadelphia polling place and stuffing it into his car. So whether they steal ballots or whether they
we have that footage,
ballots,
can we roll that footage?
That is, yeah, see if you guys can find the footage of that. That's on the, you guys have got the article. It's from the Gateway Pundit. So we've actually got the footage.
We'll play that. We'll play that footage next time. We're going to break here in a few minutes. Let me go over this for folks right here. Fox News gets slammed for early call for Joe Biden in Arizona. You knew they were going to do that. They're the Judas right there. Race up in the air, even as Trump falsely claims victory. Democrats, big tech and media actions to steal the election. Here's what's going on in Georgia and North Carolina. We're going to be covering that when we come back. And again, hundreds of articles, literally, that I've seen. Trump falsely asserts election fraud, claims a victory. Well, I mean, there is massive fraud. It's pouring in. My God, giving illegal aliens driver's license this year with them around the block in New York and then them be able to vote with that. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Let me interject here. My brother-in-law in North Carolina changed address, right? And so he's driving past a polling place that's close to where he lives. He goes in there to see if he can vote because there wasn't any line. This is early voting. And he says, I haven't registered. Where do I go to register? I said, no problem. Just do it right here. He said, well, what do I need? You don't need anything. They just register him up right there. Let him vote. I mean, you can vote early and you can vote often. Good.
And so that's what we're coming down to. Yeah. Americans are going to have to understand we're up against a foreign takeover.
Yeah.
Trump obviously won in a giant landslide. And they're intending, though, to steal this. Now, they wanted to have such fraud that they overwhelmed the landslide. That didn't happen. And so now when they got scared, they froze everything. And now they're going to bring in all the corrupt ballots. And Trump better hit every damn county with lawyers. They better be in there. But as you saw in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, and all these other places, the Democrats are not letting poll watchers in. They're violating the laws as well. We saw all that in Michigan, the audio, them saying, hey, we're not letting people in here claim it's COVID. So COVID is what they launched to do this. It's the David Knight Show. I'm Alex Jones here with David Knight. We got a lot to
talk about. We're going to be good because we've got A.G. Barr on it. And he's the guy who took care of all these other things too, right?
He'll fix it.
Yeah, he'll fix it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the bio true selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without them you die. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the global plan. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Remember, don't worry, be happy, everything's going to be all right. Over and over, we're told, let the technocracy spy on you. Let big tech control what you do. They will never abuse their power. They will never hurt you. And just as soon as they got their global AI grid in, They use communist China as the beta test to sell the world on a dystopic martial law lockdown. When it all started 8-9 months ago, I told you it's never going to end. They're never going to turn loose this power. They're going to make you have internal passports on your phones to leave your house, to have a job, to travel. They're going to add more and more restrictions on of how you get that travel pass. Remember The Running Man, Schwarzenegger movie in the mid-80s, written by Stephen King about a future police state? Watch that movie and then compare it to today. We are in the absolute brand, the absolute mold of a classic authoritarian dystopic nightmare. We've got to reject this now before it's cemented. The controlled corporate media are mouthpieces for any big corporation or government that'll pay them. It's that simple. They've used our open free society against us. The controlled media will talk about a few mistakes I've made over the years and obsess over it and say, see, he's a liar on purpose, even though our success rate, our accuracy rate is way, way better than theirs. We try to tell the truth. They try to lie. They try to deceive. I'm trying to get people, gorillas of the globalists, to operate how they manipulate, how they bamboozle the public. I'm trying to get the public to ask questions and to not believe what they're told in the face. I'm trying to get people to research for themselves. The globalists and their controlled corporate press say that researching and not trusting media is evil and is a conspiracy theory. Well, again, on its face, that is a fraud. Question everything, question InfoWars, add your own research to it, and then decide what you're going to promote to others and what news sources are accurate. I believe InfoWars is the best source out there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Isn't as powerful as the cubelets told us.
That's right. Yeah, we got that. Show that picture of the person stuffing the ballot box.
And yeah, there's the real invisible army. Let's put him up on screen.
Yeah. Putting the ballot box in their car, you know, taking it out of the polling place and putting it in the car. Now, under what circumstances would you ever do that? Whether you are an official poll worker or not, why would you do
that?
So
there is a secret army. The storm is coming, a storm of stolen ballots, storm of stuffed ballot boxes.
That's right. That's right. And, of course, we've seen video after video of people talking about irregularities at polling places throughout, Philadelphia, especially where they're kicking out poll watchers. You wouldn't want somebody watching the poll because, you know, they might notice that somebody is carrying out ballot boxes and putting them in the car. They had somebody in California, Alex, probably in a Republican area. They had a metal ballot box where they were putting in mail-in ballots. And somebody threw some incendiary device in there. And I said, that's it. That's the metaphor for this election. It's a dumpster fire.
And as you said, everything is a fraud. They now admit that all the tests are basically a fraud for COVID. All the math is a lie. Everything's based on a lie. They pay the hospitals to intubate and kill people. They send sick people into hospitals to kill them with a regular flu into the nursing homes. This is evil.
We have tests that are not quantitative. And now we have an election that's not quantitative.
Well, I want listeners to listen to me very, very carefully, and I'm glad that David's gone from rage to laughing here, because this is kind of insane now. What we're at, I want to say something to listeners. I love the average Q person, but when they believed everything was fine and Hillary secretly arrested and Bill Clinton, none of that was true, and then everybody's like, oh, we're going to do fine. Just take the lockdown. This is Trump taking everybody out secretly. No, it wasn't. It was the Rockefellers and the UN and the Gates people taking over, okay?
Yeah, and it was that they were going to release Assange. And we even had the information that he was going to be going out to Switzerland, right? Because there was all the red and white information. I remember Corsi coming on and talking about how Julian, we know this, you know, Q's put this out. Here's the interpretation of the Nostradamus rhymes. And this is Julian Assange within the next month. This has now come out from QAnon. He's going to be sent to Switzerland. That was like 2 years
ago. So here's what I want to say to everybody. Let's not argue whether the Q is real or whatever, even though I know who set it up and everything. And they don't like what it turned into. I mean, this is the real world. We're real people here. We really have all the connections. And I just want you to know we're fighting for our damn lives here. This is going to come down to a razor edge. This is massive fraud. And I told everybody they were going to do this because they set the whole thing up. So I like the fact that Q's gone from just people believing in rhymes online to going to rallies and getting involved and researching real stuff. And that's why it became more and more of a positive thing. When it did become positive, the media came out against Q in the last few months because they realized that good people had basically taken it over and turned it into something good, not just a totally delusional fairy tale. But let's just move on from Q now. What I'm trying to get across to everybody is this is life and death. And it wasn't magical Q that went and surrounded Biden's bus in Texas. It wasn't magical Q that went and 100,000 people in Butler, Pennsylvania. It was you. You are the resistance. You are the answer. I'm going to say this, and I'm not complaining. I want you to listen to me carefully. I said yesterday with a headline, Trump's going to win in a landslide, but the media has a trick up their sleeve. They're either going to declare it for Biden, or if it's so close and they know Trump's winning, they're going to do what they've done. That's their game plan. They've admitted it. Hillary and Biden and all of them have told us. So we're here right now. Okay, we know their blueprint. We know what's going down. It's not something you read on the back of a cereal box. You know, it's not something you get in a fortune cookie. This is the real world. And so all of you, and I love you, and I appreciate you. We had over 1 million people at one time on our streams yesterday. A lot of radio stations picking us up. That's great. And then Joe Rogan's a good friend of mine. He's over there with 6 million people on the stream. And they don't know, again, politically what planet they're on because they're not sophisticated. Joe's sophisticated at MMA fighting and, you know, business and life. I'm just saying we are the ones that know. InfoWars are the ones that know. We're the ones that actually understand what's going on. Okay. Not all this magical made up crap that they use to get you to not take action. Okay. So I know our audience knows that, but I'm going to tell you something right now. If you want to defeat these people, you've absolutely got to get pissed and you've got to get the streams at electionnight.news, at our November 3rd site that's a clone of band.video that's being blocked everywhere, and share it and share this live feed and tell others, hey, they're trying to steal the election. Trump's right. He really won. Here's the analysis. If you want to defeat the globalists, share this link. Because the key is not just you sharing it. It's you giving them the message that the revolution is on against the globalists, and this is razor-thin margins. I have family who said, I don't need to vote. Texas is going to go for Trump. And I said, it's a popular vote issue, too. You need to do it. You need to go and experience it. You need to see if there's fraud. And they're like, no, I don't need to. I have people I know personally. They're smart. They're like, well, you know, Q's going to do it. Like last night, people were telling me at the Drinking Bros deal, some of the crowd, well, you know, Alex, everything's going to be fine. Don't worry. I'm like, it's going to be close. They're going to try to steal it. They're going to hold, oh, Q says, you know. And it's just like, I'm like, did you vote to this person? They're like, no, I didn't. So it's, you know, we had to build InfoWars. The listeners had to build this. And so I'm just telling listeners this. Thank you for everything you do, but now it's about word of mouth. Here's a separate issue. We had a huge audience last night on top of our regular audience, but we brought in almost no money yesterday because I was busy focused on the election. So we're all the other hosts. And if we brought in the amount of money we brought in yesterday, every day we'd have to close in about 6 months. I don't want to be in that position. We can't just count on Trump. They could kill him. He could die of a heart attack. We have to count on ourselves and God. Trust in God, ladies and gentlemen, but tie up your camel, as the Bedouins say, or as Hunter S. Thompson said, you know, trust in God, but row away from the rocks when you're in a rowboat. Don't just pray to God. You got to row away from the rocks. You know, you can't say Q's going to be doing it for me and all the rest of this stuff. And so you have to do it. So thank you for the support. But listen, our DNA Force Plus is back in stock, 50% off, highest quality PQQ, code Q10, and a bunch of other things that clean out your cells, help your immune system at a level that is supercharged, even beyond vitamin D3, zinc, and B12, and of course, things like C. But we have all of those available. Vitamin Mineral Fusions discounted with free shipping. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Bodies, 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5% curcuminoid. Other top brands have about 60, 70%. No one goes above 90%. We have it back in stock, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But please support us, support yourself, because we're going to keep fighting regardless of what happens against the enemy. And believe me, if Biden gets in, a lot of people are like, I bet you'll like it if Biden gets in. Your audience will get even bigger. If Trump gets in, the fight continues. Our audience will get smaller. I don't give a rat's ass about that. If Biden gets in, they're going to try to put my ass in prison. They've already been trying, and I'm not at liberty to tell you about it, okay? So you need to understand, this is serious. I talk to Trump. I talk to his lawyers. I talk to the generals. I talk to him. Trump calls my wife up, tells her what a great job I'm doing. It's not about bragging. This isn't any damn made-up Q crap. This is a real war. I face down the enemy in the halls of Congress and the heads of Google and these pieces of crap. I know what the war is. I'm in the middle of it. And if you don't realize you're in a damn war, you're going to lose everything. Get that through your head. And I love you, folks, but we're in a damn war here. David?
Well, and I think that each of us can do our part by resisting this. We have to stop obedience and compliance to the masks. We have to resist this by just living our life. You don't have to pick up an AR-15 and go shoot somebody that tells you to wear a mask. Just refuse to do it. And this is how this is rolling out to us.
Rosa Parks refusing to sit at the back of the bus.
That's right. We have to.
I'm not sitting at the back of the damn bus.
I don't think anybody is going to give us back our freedom. I don't think Alex, even Trump, is going to do it. I don't think he's going to fire Fauci, even though
we have to take our freedom back.
That's right.
It ain't given. It's demanded.
That's right.
Our freedom was taken by our ancestors. Every inch of freedom was fought for and paid for in rivers of blood, sweat, and tears, not out of some fantasy leprechaun Q's asshole. Excuse me, David.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because what is coming with this stuff, and I can show you one aspect. It's like a diamond, if you will. There's so many different facets to it, but it always comes back to the same thing, and that is a global ID to track you. They have a number of different facets and excuses of why they need to track you. Well, they got to track you because of the test cases. They got to track you because they got to know about the vaccine.
It's a predatory takeover on its face.
That's right. And it's the CDC that is putting this out in conjunction with Davos. They're the ones who are running this global tracking system that's going to require you to take tests and it's going to require you to take a vaccine. I just showed you the video where they're going to require this. This is the key. We have to educate people about this. Nobody believes.
Oh, you've got Navica. Oh, you're allowed to go. You're allowed to fly. It's all here. It's a plan. Face it.
Right.
I know, audience, I know you get it. I'm saying this is what you got to be telling other people.
And I'm not telling you this. They're telling you this. This is the Davos organization putting out the videos. They're the ones telling you you're not going to own anything. They're the ones putting out this common pass program telling you that you're going to have your vaccine records in order to fly anywhere. You have to understand this and put this out. Because they spent over $11 million, I believe, to try to get Lindsey Graham out. Nobody believed those commercials. They wasted all that money. You've got to stop
believing
the lies.
Well, that's the good news is they're losing more people in the Senate.
That's right.
They're focusing on getting Trump, though. That's another evidence of fraud. Like, why are Republicans gaining seats in Congress, but Trump's on a razor's edge? Because it's fraud.
We'll be right back. Stay with
us. We got to talk about civil disobedience next. What are we going to do?
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
The problem with social Darwinism is the so-called elites, the most cunning, smart, inventive people, believe that chivalry doesn't exist anymore. They don't believe in being aristocrats, trying to hold up civilization and power the people. And once the establishment has that predatory idea, civilization collapses very, very quickly. You can't treat the least of us like garbage and not treat your own family like that. And so it is this lack of empathy that's going to destroy us. The globalists can try to be heartless devil worshippers that commit rituals of all sorts of horrible crime, try to get away from the humanity, but really, they can't escape the laws of the universe. They may train themselves to commit heinous crimes and not feel it themselves, but the repercussions of what they commit always comes back on them and their families and the very structure itself. Wealth is created by loving God. Wealth is created by having a connection to God. God is the source of all creation, all success, all power. If you deny that, you'll be destroyed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds.
It's the David Knight Show.
All right, we have Alex Jones here in the studio with us, and we're talking about the aftermath of the election, the quantitative easing election. They're going to paper over the deficit of Joe Biden, and the ballots are coming in. The U.S. Postal Service has disregarded court order to conduct ballot sweeps in 12 postal districts after more than 300,000 ballots cannot be traced. This is a dumpster fire, Alex, that we have. And again,
and read that again. Are they saying they're going to let that go forward?
Post office is not going to, they're not going to be tracing this. So they can't.
They'll just accept whatever comes in. We don't even know where it came from. So we're going to.
300,000 ballots cannot be traced. So, you know, we're just going to, and out of 12 different districts. Look, this is just, they set this thing up. And again, I said this months
ago.
They've
got as many votes as they need to override.
Yeah.
They've just got their little warehouses full of them. We've got to get into those warehouses. They've already discovered them cached everywhere.
Well,
so the answer is citizens just have to go everywhere in these battleground counties in your areas. If you're in Pennsylvania, if you're in Georgia, if you're in North Carolina, if you're in these key battleground areas, you've got to go look around everywhere. You've got to watch the polling places because these critters, these demo rats are going to be scurrying around like busy beavers.
Yeah, the corruption was baked in when we allowed the election and even the political conventions to be shut down with this phony narrative. And that's the key.
The whole global rollout, everything hinges, the UN takeover, the cashless society, the making us non-essential, the bankrupting our businesses, the election fraud. As you were saying during the break, you said at the start of the show, you went to three hotels before they would not kick you out for not wearing a mask last night when you were, you know, at 2 a.m. or whatever with your wife, because you live outside town, you were staying here in town last night. We appreciate that, David. But the CDC said, oh, you can have COVID, you can go to a polling place, and No one needs to wear a mask at the polling place. I didn't wear one at the polling place. Because you know, I had to go in and check the receipt once they did it. They came out to the curb and we went inside. Think about that. It's like, oh, Black Lives Matter. They had a study. Their big rallies helped COVID, but Trump's rallies hurt it. It's all a war on reality. They're not just upending reality. They're deliberately attacking logic until we just accept it. It's a psychological tactic.
That's right. I can't get a table at a restaurant, walk 5 feet to set the table if I don't wear a mask, but I can sit at the table not wearing a mask for a couple of hours and they don't say anything to me about that. You have in the UK and in Canada now, they're both saying the same thing. We're going to lock you down and then we're going to open this up just before Christmas. If you're good.
Like Santa Claus. Show the video again where and Santa Claus is going to be in glass and the kids in this whole ritual.
Yeah, let's show that.
And wear
Bass Pro Shops, you know, where they have the magic plexiglass there. You've got not only, you're going to go there to see the fantasy figure, Santa Claus, and you're going to participate
in the fantasy virus.
The fantasy virus, a fantasy pandemic. This is the idiocracy that we are now in. And this is the thing, folks. You've got to live your life.
Oh, but also the elves get you ready for the forced inoculation by putting you through little medical drills.
Yeah.
It's all just a medical tyranny with mass men coming. Oh, there's Santa.
We've got to have leaders who are going to tell us the truth. Who aren't going to play Machiavellian games.
He's not just behind plexiglass. He's also wearing a face shield.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How about a full space suit? Oh, and the elves.
The elves are cleaning it, polishing it. And you have physical distancing bubbles that you can set in.
Oh.
There you go. Next year, sit on my lap, little kitties, and I'll stick you with a vaccine. That'll be what you get next year.
You got to put this out on Twitter.
Yeah. It's absolutely insane what we're seeing here. But look. We don't have any political leaders who are going to tell us the truth about this. They've been lying to us. They have played along with this game, this whole thing by trying to finesse this virus response instead of just simply opposing it out of principle.
That's right. Everyone's look at Abbott. He is disgusting.
Yeah.
He is like the little toe of Newsom in the UN.
That's right. He's he bought into this thing from the very beginning, Alex, that $300 million that he put into contact tracing
Google.
With this tiny company, MTX out of Frisco, Texas. And, you know, it's a tiny company that just was created just for this. And the guy who runs it's got a phony resume, talking about how he graduated from a college that he never attended. And so Abbott has to keep this thing going on because that is part of his scam. I mean, he's going to look, even worse if, he doesn't
That's right.
have any
Governor Abbott needs to be ridden out of town on a political rail.
Absolutely.
And he needs to move his ass to California and he can be the husband of Newsom. There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're here with Alex Jones, and we're taking a look at the election. And, you know, there's some interesting stuff outside of just the White House election, and they're allowing us to have results for things outside of the presidency, Alex. There was a North Dakota legislative candidate who has died before the election, but he was elected, which is fitting.
And we have our first trans person.
That's right, our first trans. And I mentioned before when I said this, I said they spent $11 million. I slipped a decimal point. It was $104 million that the Democrats poured into trying to get Lindsey Graham out because they wanted to try to flip the Senate, and it didn't work. I mean, that is the most expensive loss in the Senate's history.
And that shows us how these metrics work, David, is everywhere they come out against somebody, that person wins. Well, it's the same thing. Trump, huge bandwagon effect. Biden is calling himself a grandma. He's calling himself Bo Biden. He's degenerated further now after, I guess, the blood transfusions have worn off. And think about it. They're trying to force this puppet in, and they're saying, don't worry, we'll just have Harris, Kamala in there, and then whoever the hell she picks to be her vice president. This is a nightmare scenario. And Pelosi's like, well, at least suspended reality. She's on TV saying, I'll just become the president. And the media believes that they can get away with this, but they have destroyed themselves. So either way, this is a spectacular moment for the globalists, because they might be able to muscle in and push Trump aside, but everyone who's got a brain is going to know it was stolen. So the Senate gets stronger for Republicans. They keep the House, but Trump could lose, as you said, because they will supply any amount of ballots they need now, as the Supreme Court rules that they can just keep this open and just any ballots are good now. Oh, big Republican majority. The storm is here. The secret Q force is saving us. And that's not the case. The real invisible force is the corrupt swamp. Mm-hmm. And that's why we needed everybody to be public and aggressive and out in the open, not believing in fairy tales where you can defeat the enemy by being secret. No, that's not how it works.
That's right. You have to, I think as a leader, you have to tell the truth. You have to be consistent about that. You have to explain what is behind that. And we have to do that as individuals. We have to do that in our community. We have to do that in our family, to our children. You don't get to succeed out of this by telling lies. That kind of Machiavellian manipulation, that kind of fence setting winds up castrating you in the long term if you just sit on the fence that long. So we need to have some people really going to lead out there. And if these Republicans are not going to lead, they need to get out of the way.
I like how you said the Republican Party is not essential. Greg Abbott is not essential.
That's right.
All these damn traitors are not essential.
That's right. They're not essential to our life. They're not essential to our liberty, certainly, or the Constitution, because they've sat there doing nothing like Nero while the country is burning down. And, you know, when you see somebody doing something like that, like Nero, you kind of figure out maybe he's the one who lit the fire in the first place.
Let's expand on that. The Democrats are lazy. They're evil. They have a spirit of bloodlust for children. They don't want to just rape kids. They want to kill them. It's their religion. They've partaken in it. They love it. They didn't just have an abortion or a part of abortion, repented later, and God will forgive you. I know. They revel. They celebrate abortion. They celebrate death. And then God's spirit leaves them, and the evil spirit comes into the vacuum. These are bad people. But they all went out and voted two or three times. They all went out and were poll watchers and stole stuff. They would zombie-like force knew that wearing the mask and suppressing things and bankrupting America was giving their God Satan power. They didn't believe in a foggy secret, you know, guy that was going to save them. They went out and engaged in their evil to take us down, and they might win now.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah. Well, you know, getting back to this South Carolina race, we look at the fact that the Democrats spent $104 million. Now, Lindsey Graham had a pretty big war chest as well. And when we look at the what is not being talked about, really, Alex, is the massive amount of money that is being spent. If you stop and think about what happened with this one Senate race in South Carolina, that was about what was spent on the presidential race in 2000 by the two presidential candidates on a national race. What we're seeing here is not only an explosion in the deficit, as we've got $1 trillion a month being poured into
this. An explosion in the cost of political wars.
That's right. And why is all that money going there? Well, it's because there is so much political power that is being pulled into Washington, D.C.
If you spend a dollar, you get 100 back.
That's right. The return on investment is wonderful if you are into corruption. And why is all that going into Washington? Well, it's like a black hole. It's not a swamp. I don't think the swamp is the analogy. I think the black hole is the analogy.
Black hole to hell.
Exactly. It is pulling in all the power out of our lives. It is pulling in all the money from all over
while
the world.
While physically suffocating us. With bacterial pneumonia, which they, Fauci in his own paper 2008 admitted, that the main cause of death of the Spanish flu 1918 was from pneumonia caused by the dirty diaper mask everybody was wearing. I'm going to let you take over when you go to break here for the next 45 minutes. Everybody on the street, everybody's calling my phone saying, what's going to happen? What are the numbers? Well, it's what David Knight said. Whatever amount of fraudulent stuff they need is going to be supplied. The real political expert's Roger Stone. He'll be on very early in the 11 o'clock hour coming up in about 45 minutes or so. We're going to be covering that on the Alex Jones Show. David, I'd love to get you on there as well because you're good at research. Try to, when you get off, to break down the best, latest numbers.
Okay.
About where the real fights are, the key counties to watch. So we, because a lot of folks are in these counties and don't realize it, where people need to mobilize, what they need to be doing, because this is going to be a media war. They're going to try to sell that Trump really lost and bring in these illegal ballots. And the evil Supreme Court, if they think Trump can be defeated, they will stab him in the back so fast it's going to make his head spin.
Oh, yeah.
And they know Trump's going to keep fighting. I think they might say he has a heart attack or kill him right after they claim he's lost. I mean, Trump's not going to give up. He's the real deal. He's tried to compromise. He's tried to get them on his side. But it's a spiritual thing. They want to destroy America. They don't want to be part of this successful system and repair it. They have a lust to destroy it. So, folks, we're facing incredibly dangerous times. So many people I knew are like, oh, Trump's a shoe-in. You know, he's unstoppable. And I said, yeah, there'll be a landslide, but there'll be a fraud slide that blocks that. So please spread the word about the live streams at band.video. You can share them from electionnight.news. And the 79 days of hell has begun. And the Democrat real stratagem is to say, oh, it's just a few days. It's 2 weeks. No, it's 15 days. Then it's a month. Then it's 2 months. And then we're in to January. And that's their game plan, either be able to steal it with fake ballots or hold it up and make their people think Trump is stealing it to cause a civil war and secession. That's not where we're going. It's now November 4th. It's where we are at. We're at day 78 now. And so the 78 days of hell, they're here. It's unfolding. Pray to God, but get involved and take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy products you already need. You need vitamin mineral fusion with all the vitamins and minerals and essential amino acids and all of it. For children and adults, you need the fish oil, the krill oil. You need PQQ, CoQ10 that's in the DNA Force Plus. 2020 election super sale. Please, ladies and gentlemen, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Ultra Turmeric Formula back in stock. Vaso Beats back in stock. So much more. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. 8-pack power stack. We probably need to remove that. Because it's not going to be on the waiting list. It's no longer available because supply chain breakdowns. We can't get the great ingredients. I mean, a bunch of our products are either late or we can't get them. Everything we're selling, we have in stock, ready to ship. But it's just unbelievable what is going on, what is unfolding, because we're involved having to run all of our own operations here. Really, nobody else does this because we've been shunned. We've been persecuted. We've been lied about. We've been ostracized. We've been boycotted. We've been sued. We've been physically attacked, but it made us stronger where we have our own warehouse, our own products, our own systems, our own everything, all like a self-contained submarine, but or a spaceship, a satellite, a space station. But here's the problem, folks. Even the stuff we're bringing in from outside now is shutting down. And I know all the big companies, the people across the board, from furniture manufacturing to farming, and the contracts are being terminated. The companies that bought their their products are dying. Like, why are those farmers throwing out all that milk? If you can't deliver it, you can't put it in bottles, you can't put it in containers, it rots. And then the cows have got to be milked or their udders explode and they literally get to cut them off. Okay. I've been there when they do the surgeries on the damn milk cows. If you don't milk them for a couple of days, they absolutely blows them out. You've got to do surgery on them. Okay. I mean, like, those damn farmers should give that milk away. Who's going to load it on trucks? Who's going to deliver it? Who's got the money for that? And the electricity, you dumbasses. And I don't mean our listeners. I mean, the left just thinks free stuff comes out of the sky. You saw what happened in Venezuela. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. They're taking us down. Thousands of years of work has been crap down the toilet. David Knight's coming back. I'll see you at 11 a.m. Spread the word or get on your knees and bow down to George Soros and kiss your ass goodbye.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere. But the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Look it up for yourself. The head of the Davos Group issued a report more than 6 months ago calling for world government to be openly established to respond to COVID-19. And the COVID-19 was a blessing to lower the planet's carbon footprint. Since then, Prince Charles and countless others have come out and said the exact same thing. The most ancient form of total war is called siege. And that's when you cut people off from their resources. That's when you lock them down. And this isn't siege to make us capitulate to the globalists or just get rid of Donald Trump. That's only part of it. This is siege to literally train us to be poor and to get us into deep debt. So then the globalist social engineers can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score surveillance grid. So you've heard the U.S. Army saying our job is to kill people and break things. Well, that's what the lockdown's doing. It's starving the third world, millions and millions of death. It's breaking down the supply chain in society. It's their mission.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me.
We have a list of all the celebrities who are considering leaving the country if President Trump is reelected. So here are the people who are going to be leaving on a jet plane. We got Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA, but about to exit. Tommy Lee. Oh, by the way, Bruce Springsteen says, I love Australia. Oh, you're going to love the Ring of Steel. I suggest that you go to Melbourne. You're going to love that. As a Democrat, you should feel right at home. Bruce Springsteen headed for Australia, I guess. If President Trump is reelected, they're going to be leaving. Tommy Lee with Motley Crue, the drummer. Ricky Martin has pledged to leave. We have John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. They're all going to leave on a jet plane, and we can't wait. That's the best reason I've seen yet to follow in this election and to see what's happening here. All right, as we're looking at all of this, I'll just give you some of the side stories here. Again, we had the North Dakota legislative candidate who died, and this made the news because they say he died from COVID-19. I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, you know, maybe it was, well, nobody dies from the flu or heart disease or cancer anymore. It's only COVID-19. But anyway, he was hospitalized and sick with the disease, they said. Perhaps they put him on an invasive intubation. And but anyway, nevertheless, he did die. So they said, well, said the election official, he is elected. But now we have a vacancy, and so we will be filling that vacancy with another special election. We've had occasional Cortex. Even though she is essentially brain dead, she has been reelected as well. Not suffering from COVID, however. But nevertheless, brain dead, AOC has now won re-election, and the squad gets a new member as Democrat Cori Bush has been elected to Congress. Now, I would show you a picture of her, but you can't really see what she looks like because she's got a burqa on and a mask. I mean, why? When are we going to just go to the full, you know, full face head cover burqa? Is that going to be demanded by Fauci or by Deborah Birx pretty soon? Deborah Burqa. That's what she should be called, the CDC, like Professor Scarf. We have QAnon supporter Marjorie Taylor Greene has won a congressional seat after President Trump hailed her as a future Republican star. In North Carolina, we have the Republican, very young Madison Cawthorn, 25 years old, will be the youngest member of Congress. I guess he's just over the congressional age limit. I don't remember what the congressional age limit is. I have to get Richard Proctor's constitutional commentary here. I don't remember what the age limit is for Congress, but I guess he's just over the limit. But he is somebody who is paralyzed as well, so he's had a very difficult life circumstances to overcome. But I got to say, I heard him this morning on Fox News giving an interview, and they asked him what his priorities were. His priority is getting health care to everybody. This is the new generation of Republicans, folks. Now, he may be constitutionally qualified based on age. He's not constitutionally qualified based on his policies. This is what I said. The GOP that we have today and the GOP of the future, young people like this guy, Madison Cawthorn, who thinks that his mission is to get you health care. There is no constitutional authority for government to provide health care. We have a Republican Party, as I've said many times, and this is one of the best examples of it. We have a Republican Party that is more socialist and anti-constitution than the Democrats were when I was growing up. and I was a Goldwater supporter. We really did have a choice, not an echo back then. And we really did believe that individual liberty mattered. But not anymore. Not the Republican Party. They don't stand for any of this stuff. You know, when you look at the situation with Lindsey Graham and the fact that, you know, $104 million, I think is what it was, that his opponent spent. It was outside money. You had a billionaire, Silicon Valley billionaire, spend $11 million here in Texas to try to turn over the state legislature to Democrat hands. They failed. They failed. But why do they spend so much money on the state house in Texas? Well, it's very simple. Because they are going to be the ones who are going to pick the congressional districts. Every 10 years, when you have a census, you then have the parties in power in each state will pick the congressional districts. And I've used this illustration before. A very good illustration is what happened in North Carolina. In 2008, North Carolina voted for Barack Obama. They were very remorseful 2 years later in 2010. Every statewide race went Republican. And you had, for the first time since Reconstruction, the Republicans got control of both houses of Congress in North Carolina in 2010. After voting for Obama, they saw 2 years of Obama and said, no, no, no. And they ran as hard as they could the other way. Put the Republicans in charge of the state legislature. The only thing that did not change in the 2010 election were the congressional seats. Not a single thing changed. Because when you set up the congressional districts with gerrymandering, they have it down to an exact science. I mean, we're not talking about CDC, quote-unquote, science. We're not talking about Fauci's science. We're talking about real science. These people know exactly, you know, that they don't know who you're going to vote for, but they know what the Democrat and Republican voters are, and they can hop from one side of the street to the other now and pick people and pick congressional districts. They can put all of the oppositional party pretty much in one or two congressional districts and then spread it out so that they can win it for the remaining ones. It's down to an exact science. And after the 2010 election, the Republicans then changed the district selection and then they changed the congressional seats in 2010. And so that's why you had Democrats trying so hard to change the Texas legislature. And if you look at what is happening, or should say not happening, in various areas where you have Antifa and BLM rioting and burning things down, it's because of the people that were put in as district attorneys and as state attorneys general throughout various states who were supported by Soros money. And this was something that was war-gamed as soup even before Obama left the White House. You know, after the last election in 2016, it was openly reported that Obama and Eric Holder were wargaming how they were going to flip district attorneys and state attorneys general. And, of course, they got Soros to fund that. This is the kind of 4D chess that they play. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about politics in general and how we escape these Pied Pipers and this trap.
Two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock after being sold out for months. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support. But you really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Election 2020 is here, and whether Trump wins or loses, we have all won by exposing the communist Chinese, by exposing the globalists, by exposing the pedophile rings, by exposing the fact this is really a fight between good versus evil. Now, I'm personally a Christian, and I believe in God, and I know God's real, and I've experienced it in my life. But even if you don't believe in God, it's important to recognize that there is good in this world, there is evil. And there are people out there that want to do you harm because they enjoy doing bad. And what I see happening across the spectrum of different political views is people finally get that. They finally understand that they're not being naive anymore. Don't ever project your decency and your goodness onto other people until they've proven what they stand for and who they are, or you're going to get hurt. But those of you out there have done your own research and discovered who's good and who is faithful, well, then come together with those organizations and support them like InfoWars. Because without your support, InfoWars would not exist.
It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago, and then again 6 months ago, to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you to lock down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot, lot worse, folks. So stop submitting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, welcome back. Let's talk about how we've been caught in this deception that somehow Washington and the right candidates in Washington can solve our problem. I'm still waiting for the press conference where President Trump is going to fire Fauci. We will cover that live as soon as it happens. We will break in. Yeah, you think that's going to happen? And then he's going to go to the Department of Defense, and he's going to tell the generals to stand down, and he's going to have a group of patriots there with their Trump pickup trucks and Trump flags, and they're going to destroy the hundreds of millions of doses of toxic vaccines that have been stockpiled for each and every one of us and our children. Okay, and we'll have that footage live as well. But let's talk a little bit about the massive spending. You know, in this race in South Carolina, you got two candidates. You want to talk about the bankruptcy in choices. We got a radical, radical Democrat, Jamie Harrison, and you have Lindsey Graham, one of the most corrupt Machiavellian candidates I have ever seen in my life. A lifetime warmonger, liar, maneuverer. This is a guy who will get behind a very corrupt colleague, Menendez, in the Senate. The Democrat who was caught in a scandal and Lindsey Graham was defending him. And so he just plays politics all over the place. And he's occasionally defended President Trump and then attacked President Trump. Lindsey, I guess you could say, swings both ways. Maybe he just swings one way. But he won, even though the Democrats spent $104 million. So I want to compare this to show you that it's not just the deficit that is escalating in Washington, but it is also the corruption and the amount of money that is going into the black hole, taking all of the power of our lives. We have turned this over. We as conservatives, as libertarians, as people who allegedly believe in the liberty and believe in liberty and the Constitution, want to continue to put our hopes on having the right people in Washington who will pull back from what this cesspool has become. Not just a swamp, but a black hole. That'll never happen. These people love this. You look at somebody like Lindsey Graham. Is it a big victory that Lindsey Graham has won? Well, you know, the Democrats aren't going to have the control of the Senate, but do you really think that it's going to make that much of a difference to your life, your liberty, and your property to have a Lindsey Graham in there? And let's take a look at what has happened to the money. Going back to the 2000 race, and I think about that frequently because that's what we're going to have a replay of. You know, back in 2000, remember we had the hanging chads. We had some of them called them the pregnant chads. You know, sometimes if it was partially broken through, but it was still attached with one part of it, was that a punch or not? It's a chad, but it's still hanging on a little bit. Or then do we count it if they tried to vote with it? It was their intention to do it, but they didn't get the little pin all the way through. And so you got a bulge there. It's not broken, but it's a bulge. They call that a pregnant chad. Now today in 2020, you would think that pregnant chad was a transgender candidate. But no, we're going to have our own replay of the hanging chads, the pregnant chads, and all this other kind of stuff. Now, exactly what does it mean to cast a vote? And, but when we look at the amount of money that was spent, here's an interesting metric to think about. $104 million spent by just the Democrat in one Senate race in South Carolina. But in 2000, in a national race, you had, for the first time, a political party spent more than a candidate did. In 2000, you had the DNC spend $80 million on TV ads nationally to elect Al Gore. Nationally, they spent $80 million. Now you've had the Democrats spend $104 million in one Senate race. You had Bush and Gore campaign. And that's where they were saying, you know, look, just one political party spent more than the candidates did. And the combined candidates, by the way, too. And we're not talking about what the RNC spent, but just the DNC by itself spent $80 million in 2000. Bush and Gore combined spent $67 million in TV ads. So you had $147 million total spent by Bush, Gore, and the DNC nationally in the national presidential campaign in 2000. But Lindsey Graham, in that race, just one side, spent $104 million. In 1996, for example, 4 years earlier, you had Clinton and Dole. Clinton and Dole together, both of their campaigns spent $67 million, about the same that Bush and Gore spent 4 years later in 2000. Both of those election cycles, the two combined presidential campaigns spent $67 million. But both of the parties combined in 1996 spent $49 million. 4 years later, the DNC practically doubled that by themselves. Why is this happening, and what does this do to our system of government? Well, it's for sale, quite obviously, isn't it? And why do we have this kind of explosion? Well, because we now have a government that is handing out money left and right. You know, Planned Parenthood, because of the Stimulus Act, got $80 million. They were specifically prohibited, according to the Republicans, they were specifically prohibited from getting a stimulus check. And nevertheless, they got $80 million. And after we found out that they had skirted the prohibition and gotten $80 million, the Republicans didn't do anything to take it back. Now think about that. $80 million. That's what the DNC spent for a national campaign back in 2000. That's the amount of money that's being thrown around in Washington. And it's one of the things that is predicating the Great Reset. These politicians, these Pied Pipers, are leading us into slavery, thinking that if we keep the White House or if we keep the Senate for a political party, that somehow everything is going to be set right. And the reality is that they're leading us into debt slavery. They're leading us into a global mark of the beast, global identification slavery. They're moving us into a full-on constant surveillance slavery, where everything that we do in our life is done by their permission. And they are destroying our standard of living here. Just wait and see what happens when the American dollar is no longer the world's reserve currency, and that's what they're planning, openly planning it. Talking about how they're going to have the new Bretton Woods, the IMF, conspiring with the Federal Reserve after these people have put us into debt slavery, after they have swamped us with trillions of dollars, over $1 trillion per month that have been spent since they began this lockdown. And then they're going to just erase all of that, as they have already done two previous times since World War II, to create a global currency. And they're going to move us over into a cashless digital currency that, guess what? It also revolves around a global identification number. So what do we do about this? When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about what we can do as individuals as well. You know, in New Jersey 8 years ago, I talked a great deal about New Jersey Weed Man. And we're going to talk about him again, because they just had a referendum in New Jersey where the residents have voted to legalize recreational marijuana. But he was able to do that 8 years ago and get away with it. And I'm going to tell you how he took the initiative, how he fought the system, how he defended his freedoms individually. That's why I focused on him. It wasn't about the weed. It was about the Constitution and about your citizens' power and what you can do as an individual. We'll have that story when we come back. Stay with us.
Remember, don't worry, be happy, everything's going to be all right. Over and over, you know, we're told, let the technocracy spy on you. Let big tech control what you do. They will never abuse their power. They will never hurt you. And just as soon as they got their global AI grid in, they used communist China as the beta test to sell the world on a dystopic martial law lockdown. When it all started 8-9 months ago, I told you, it's never going to end. They're never going to turn loose this power. They're going to make you have internal passports on your phones to leave your house, to have a job, to travel. And they're going to add more and more restrictions on of how you get that travel pass. Remember The Running Man, Schwarzenegger movie in the mid-80s, written by Stephen King about a future police state? Watch that movie and then compare it to today. We are in the absolute brand, the absolute mold of a classic authoritarian dystopic nightmare. We've got to reject this now before it's cemented.
DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTrue Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without them you die. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources, with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months. 50% off out of the gates.
triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply. And it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff is can't get anymore. A lot of our products because the supply chain's broken down. That's part of the global's plan. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I once saw a bumper sticker that read, "If you want your children to listen to you, whisper." And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the third world, and then enslave the first world. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive. And we've had a big effect, but now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Band.Video and watch our live election coverage.
The controlled corporate media are mouthpieces for any big corporation or government that'll pay them. It's that simple. And they've used our open free society against us. The controlled media will talk about a few mistakes I've made over the years and obsess over it and say, see, he's a liar on purpose, even though our success rate, our accuracy rate is way, way better than theirs. We try to tell the truth. They try to lie. They try to deceive. I'm trying to get people to realize that the globalists operate and how they manipulate, how they bamboozle the public. I'm trying to get the public to ask questions and to not believe what they're told in the face. I'm trying to get people to research for themselves. The globalists and their controlled corporate press say that researching and not trusting media is evil and is a conspiracy theory. Well, again, on its face, that is a fraud. Question everything, question InfoWars, add your own research to it, and then decide what you're going to promote to others and what news sources are accurate. I believe InfoWars is the best source out there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's talk about how we escape this gaslighting, how we escape these Pied Pipers who are destroying our lives. And I'm going to give you two examples. One of them, a black man in New Jersey, pot smoking, dreadlock wearing, freedom supporting, freedom winning individual. Another one, a very conservative, cowboy hat wearing state legislator here in Longview, Texas. Christian, straight up guy. I mean, this guy is straight out of the Texas Rangers appearance. Okay. But the two of them have something in common. Principle. Strength of character. They couldn't be more different, but they agree on the Constitution and on individual liberty. I want to begin with David Simpson out of Longview. I haven't interviewed David Simpson. I interviewed him a couple of times. And it's been a few years. I need to get him back on because he did an op-ed piece, about 4 days ago saying that lasting positive change requires meekness. It requires meekness. It requires principle. It requires honesty. That's somebody who has it right there. That guy. You need to have people like that as the governor of Texas. And he's not running for governor. He's not drunk on power. He's not looking to get more of it. As a matter of fact, he's a very meek individual. You know, we often think about meekness as being weakness, and it could not, nothing could be further from the truth. You know, Christ was meek. He was not weak. He had an iron of steel, an iron will, a steel will, if you will. He set his face like flint. Not weak, but meek. Not proud, not boastful. And that's the way David Simpson is. Yeah, lasting positive change requires meekness. I'll read a little bit of this to you. He said, "There's something alluring and even addictive about power. especially military and political power. And this is somebody who's been in the state legislature for quite some time. He said, though war is terrible, military might has a certain appeal, whether it be the pomp of a parade, a thunder of fighters flying overhead, or the lethal shock and awe displayed in real time halfway around the world. Like it or not, many of us pay attention to politics with a similar thrill or disgust. From campaign promises to shenanigans orchestrated to pass voluminous, unread legislation. The shameful state of political affairs at all levels is especially apparent now that we have witnessed a farcical presidential debate, a new round of criminal allegations against Texas's attorney general, the arrest of a Gregg County commissioner for vote harvesting, and the unconstitutional, unprecedented, intrusive, and devastating emergency acts of governors and county judges prohibiting commerce that they deem to be non-essential, forbidding personal movement, forbidding public assembly, and mandating face coverings. It is well that politics like war is so terrible, otherwise we should grow too fond of it. Despite the admirable, courageous actions of noble warriors, the gruesomeness and the destruction of war keep us from foolishly believing that this is a means of progress. It is necessary at times, but it is destructive, not constructive. The same perspective is desperately needed with respect to political power. Why, though we are so prone to idolize and covet political power? Is it because we believe that if we wield this power, we will not use it selfishly and foolishly like the other side? Probably. A more fundamental reason is the failure to recognize political power as essentially coercive, and therefore generally a negative and destructive force. It can only give what it takes, and if all its acts are taken into account, not considering cronyism, etc., it is at best a net zero sum. Unlike mutually beneficial trade between willing parties, government programs are not productive. They're not constructive, because the transaction is detrimental to at least one party. The prophet Samuel warned Israel not to covet a king because he will take and take and take. Politicians are shrewd, though. They highlight what they give, what they build, and they hide what they take. And so it appears as progress, but it is coercion nevertheless, and coercion to uphold justice is not something that we should be looking forward to, right? This is a guy who came to my attention for two reasons. Number one, he was the one who came up with the bill to forbid the TSA from putting their hands on our children in order to give them permission to fly. And he got the House to unanimously pass that. And then they had Dewhurst, who was a CIA retiree. He was set up into the oil business, made a fortune, spent more money to get state office than anybody had up to that point in time. That CIA operative, who was lieutenant governor, led a movement in the Senate to stop it. And at the same time, we later learned, in mistakenly posted unredacted documents as part of a lawsuit, that the TSA was saying in internal correspondence that there was no threat to airplanes or to airports, but they were threatening to shut down all travel in and out of Texas if David Simpson's law to stop their violation of our freedom and dignity and the violation of the Fourth Amendment, if that were to pass. Now, that's David Simpson. He's a Texas state legislator. He's a conservative Christian. If we go to New Jersey Weed Man is somebody that I also had on. And I had on the New Jersey Weed Man because he was about jury nullification. He was caught with a large amount of marijuana in New Jersey. And he looked at it and he said, you know, I know that most people don't agree with the idea that we're going to lock people up for having pot. So I'm going to argue for jury nullification. No lawyer would represent him. No lawyer wants to argue for jury nullification, even though it is one of the foundations of a free system, of a free people. Jury nullification is one of the core linchpins of our freedom. Not state nullification, but even jury nullification. The founders were clear. One of the most important freedoms and powers that the people have, we the people, is one of the reasons why the lawyers who have been admitted to the bar will not go there for the most part. And so he represented himself. In the first trial, he held up a card that was reprinted, a section from the New Jersey State Constitution that said it is the duty of jurors to judge not just the facts of a case, but whether or not they agreed with the law and with the punishment that was going to be enacted. And he said, I'm not saying I didn't have a massive amount of marijuana. I'm just saying that it's unjust to send me to prison, especially for a mandatory minimum. They're going to put him away for trafficking for basically life imprisonment. And he represented himself. This guy was like a Jimmy Stewart, Mr. Smith goes to Washington, but he went to court and defended his own freedom. Now, in that first case, the judge said, take that down. And if you don't take it down, I'm going to lock you up and throw away the key for contempt. So he took it down. But the jury had already seen it. And the jury voted 7 for acquittal. The DA came after him a second time. You know, they can come after you multiple times, 2 or 3 times. And in the second trial, the judge let him leave that up. And in that trial, all 12 jurors voted to acquit him. Folks, this is the way to freedom. We stand up for our children as David Simpson did. We stand up for the freedom and the dignity of ourselves and our children. We refuse these systems of slavery that they're imposing on us. We stand up for the Constitution. We stand for the 9th and 10th Amendment. We stand for jury nullification, and we stand alone if we can't find a lawyer to represent us. That is the path out of all of this stuff. Not cheering on some politician at any level. That is the path to slavery. And the thing that most grieves me is to see that conservatives, who should understand the importance of individual liberty in the Constitution, have pinned all of their hopes on a corrupt Republican control of Washington. That's it for the program. Thanks for listening.